Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
I don't know. Everything's sideways. Hi. Thanks for listening. The Bills are favored to beat Carolina on Sunday. What if they don't? What if they just cover? What if they win by three? You know what? You haven't even given your speech on how you hate Dave Canales yet. Which I can't wait for.
Keep waiting.
And I'm thinking about calling in sick on Friday so I can sort of rest up for Saturday night at the World Series. Because now I'm going to the World Series.
thank you for laying that out so plainly.
What if the Bills beat Carolina? Let me pick the perfect score. 17-16. You're fine?
No. We're terrified.
Who's we?
Everybody?
These people are terrified already.
Well, right, okay.
You're not. You're sort of sane and cool.
Yeah.
What if they win 17-16 on a 44-yard, what's his name? Matt Prater field goal to win the game. The Bills turn the ball over three times to Carolina's one. Uh-oh. 3 weeks in a row losing the turnover battle. I can't imagine how that happened. 17-16. At the gun.
I think, a few things.
Right away, I gave you this.
I think post-game, there will be at least three people who, you know, use the tried and true phrasing. Look, I hate to bring it up, but...
To bring it up.
Don't you think it's time... Maybe if they install Joe Brady as the head coach, he'll be able to fly and be free and do what he wants on offense instead of being restricted by McDermott. You notice how my voice is transforming as I'm getting further into the point that I consider absurd? Sorry, that sounds like I'm judging you if you don't like Sean McDermott, and that's not fair. You have ground to stand on if you think they should change coaches. Really.
I do want to get back to this.
It's just an opinion. But anyway, there will be a lot of that. I mean, we're getting that this week, they haven't played a game in 10 days. And we're getting, you know, so they win a game like that, maybe with Andy Dalton playing quarterback for Carolina. We'll see. There's news about that today, right? Bryce Young doesn't have a brace on. He's out of practice.
Whatever.
He's going to be limping. I think they're just playing games, but whatever.
Totally. Listen, you want Bryce Young to play.
Okay. I'm not as
you want an injured Bryce Young to play.
Okay. Well, sure. Okay. That changes
or healthy.
I guess a little. But I'm not as dug in on that. Like, I'm scared of Andy Dalton. Although I heard Tasker make your same point. Not so much about the injury, but just like you'd rather play the other guy than play
totally.
Dalton. So you've got
not even close.
You've got Tasker on your side. I don't know. I'm not convinced. Anyways,
if Bryce Young were a 13-year NFL veteran, he would never see a snap over Dalton. But he's not. He's the first overall pick from 2 years ago, and they're trying to make it work, and that's fine. That's normal. That's what we see all the time.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Do I need to continue with the
yes,
scenario here?
Please.
Like, what's
happening? My fault.
It sounds like the Bills have been eliminated from playoff contention. If they beat the Panthers to improve to 5-2, maybe even tie the Patriots.
Does New England win already at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know. Who are they playing again?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Oh, my God.
They only play Cleveland the rest of the way.
All
their remaining games are against Cleveland.
I guess now is the time to really lament the fact that the Browns traded away Joe Flacco then.
Actually, their next two games are against Atlanta and Tampa. I'll check.
Yeah, after this. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Atlanta's one of them.
It just, you know. Skinny your teeth win at this juncture of the season with the time off, the bye week compounds it because they lost two games and we've been just sort of sitting with that, right? Like, why didn't they throw the ball to the running back? Why didn't they, you know, just all the things, and it's been, you know, extra. We got, you know, value added here, you would say, an advertisement for this product. Value added, time to
advertisement.
Sit with these two losses. So
wow.
Anything that doesn't go perfectly on Sunday is going to be enhanced by the fact that we've been just staring at the 4-2 record for 2 weeks, I think. So, yeah, I think it would sound like there's flames.
I think this game, you know, they've had two-game losing streaks. And last year they had a two-game losing streak. They went to play the Jets on Monday night without, I mean, perish the thought, James Cook. And they won. But the Jets with a healthy, albeit old, Rodgers is a different test than this. It's in the division. They'd lost there. They've lost the Jets a couple of times. And then they go there and they win by three. And I think we're mostly okay. And then after that, they ramp up and they win like eight in a row or something like that.
They make the Cooper trade right after that. That's the week of the Cooper trade after that Jet win.
Right.
It wasn't after the two losses. They played another game and then made the deal.
And they played the Titans at home. That was Cooper's first game. He catches a touchdown pass right before half.
On a little slant. And wasn't there, did Kansas City do something right, like the day before? Didn't some other contender did something in the league right the day before?
Hopkins, the Jets traded for Adams the day before or the same day.
Yeah.
Maybe there was something else.
I feel like there was something else that a contending team did.
Maybe.
Anyway. Or maybe it was just a wide receiver trade, like you're saying. But I felt like there was something else, but I don't remember.
I would guess that going into the Jet game last year, so that's 3-2 after the Houston loss, I was probably like, well, this isn't going to be easy. And the game wasn't easy. 23-20, I think, was the score. This game is, I mean, the Jets are the Jets, and this doesn't have to be how you feel, but this is Carolina. Like, this is the game when we decide if the Bills are still the Bills.
Yeah.
And if they win 23-20 or 17-16, maybe they are. But I do think post-game would be kind of sideways if they won by a field goal or less against the Panthers. But that doesn't have to be bad. Then they're going to play Kansas City next week. I feel like, though, this came up. A caller brought this up yesterday. And this is a lot of people right now, I think. If they lose this game, I'm panicking. If they win by a field goal, not that different. Maybe we sort of like, we exhale, they survived it, and it's, well, on to the Chiefs, who they play the following week. So is any win good enough here for your psyche? I guess I still do want to ask.
It should be. But I don't even know that it would be for me. Like, I don't want to sound, I know it sounds like I'm being judgmental about people who don't appreciate the wins when they come. And it's not that at all. Like, the whole season, every year is a test. And emotionally, it messes with you. And not handling a team that looks handleable is going to be a problem. It's just going to make you feel like, you know, and great, the Chiefs are next, right? Even though none of it matters. I mean, they're going to play a team that beat Atlanta 30-0. The Bills could not find a way to score points against Atlanta for some unknown reason. Like, oh, they blitzed. Like suddenly, like, blitzing. What is this new concept? You can rush more than four guys? I still can't believe they had so much trouble with that, but they did. But then the Chiefs are looming, and we'll feel like they don't have a chance against the Chiefs. And of course, that is not true, because every week is a different thing. It's a living, breathing organism practically each week.
Here is what's interesting about next week. Dare we be accused of, you know, looking ahead? Bills, Panthers, Chiefs, Washington, Monday night. If they both win, maybe we're sort of in the clear and we can sort of condense it to just like this rivalry, the history of it, and whatever else there is. If either the Bills or the Chiefs lose this weekend, then I think, especially if New England wins, this game becomes seen as really important. And that's what has not really been true in most, if not all, of these Chiefs-Bills regular season games. It's cool, but it's not important. You know, it's not important for much. Maybe home field. I don't know. I could go back and look at the last four. Is it 5 years? Have they not played 5 years in a row? 2020 is COVID, and the Chiefs are here on like a Monday afternoon or whatever that was that year. And I think they've played every year since in the regular season too. I don't think those games were really looked at, especially once the playoff rivalry evolved, as more than just like, all right, Nance and Romo, let's have a fun time. And not, this is not how the players would have thought, but there wasn't really that much on the line in these games. If the Bills and or Chiefs are at 3 or 4 losses, what if Kansas City loses to Washington?
With then Marcus Mariota playing quarterback, right, by the way.
They're 11-point favorites. If they lose to Washington, that's their season. Next week. They probably won't. Maybe the Commanders will run 30 plays like the Raiders last week at Arrowhead. But a Bills loss, especially if New England is still ahead, and New England has Atlanta. They all play Atlanta. New England has Atlanta next week, I want to say. That's correct. At home. Anyway.
The Bills' regular season games with Kansas City would have mattered. Well, I want to just clarify, like, it hasn't been that important. Like, the chase for seeding is what and the one seed, but I guess the Bills have won these games 4 times in a row. Have they ever, because of it, vaulted ahead of Kansas City in the conference? Like, I don't think so. I feel like Kansas City was ahead of you enough that you wanted to win and try to catch them. That's the level of importance, right? The games are never late enough in the season where you're guaranteeing yourself anything.
I can do the last 2 years, at least. Last year was the Bills needed to win to stay in the race.
To have a chance at it, right.
And so they did, and they did stay in the race, but the Chiefs never lost another game.
Right.
2 years ago is Kadarius Toney being offside. And so that, I think the Bills are what, 6-6? Like, that was important for them to sort of save their season.
Get back on their feet.
Yeah. And they won there. The first year of it, 21, I want to say, was early, and it was a Sunday night blowout.
Right.
Where the Bills won there. Then there was another one in between. But it's not like these are, they're not playoff games.
Right.
Simply. They're not do or die games. So they're, I just wanted to say.
Well, even though they've beaten them all these years, they've never finished ahead. Well, they were ahead of them, obviously, in 23 because the Chiefs came here, but they haven't gotten the one seed by virtue of beating the Chiefs is all. Right, they haven't gotten it on a tiebreaker head to head on the Chiefs. And if that's what you mean by, you know, the stake isn't that big.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What I mean is, if New England beats Cleveland this week and then Atlanta to go to 7-2, then Bills Chiefs 425 next Sunday, the loser might look like it's in trouble. The Bills would be in trouble for the division. They'd be a game and a half behind with a tiebreaker loss. They'll have to beat New England away. Still possible, a lot of season left, but the loser will look like they're in trouble. And the Chiefs already have 3 losses. If they win this week and lose here, that's 4. Then the bye, then they go to Denver, play the Colts, and go to Dallas. And now you're sort of creeping up on too many losses to survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's where next week's game could feel like the biggest one of these with Kansas City. Because, again, like the loser could be looked at as wild card at best. Kansas City doesn't have anybody. The Chargers couldn't keep up. Denver's getting away with it. They have to play Denver twice, but nobody is. They don't have exactly what New England represents to the Bills, which is the, like, the Chargers couldn't keep the pace. They've lost games. They're not, you know, pulling away, stretching out from the Chiefs.
They're tied with the Chiefs now. They're both 4-3, and Denver's 5-2.
Right.
So, you know, what Denver doesn't have that New England has is a head-to-head win against the Chiefs already. Like, New England's got that on the Bills, so they've got that half a leg up, if you will, on them. But yeah, no, it gets really comes into focus, and harkening back to the week leading up to the Patriot game, like you knew that this was possible. You could be looking up at these guys just like that, and going from undefeated to like, oh, what happened? And here you are, a couple of weeks down the road, and you're looking up at them. And yeah, I mean, any idea of being at, say, 5-4 and them at 7-2 is kind of...
Well, that's with a loss this week.
Right, okay, yeah, so...
Let's say Chiefs and Bills both win this week, and then Kansas City wins here in Week 9. Then you have Kansas City at 6-3. And Buffalo at 5-3, maybe in second, probably in second place. And then it will feel, in relation to the Chiefs, it will feel like last year. Because Kansas City has that tougher schedule, but then the stretch run is pretty doable for them once they get past Thanksgiving. Houston, Chargers, Titans, Broncos at home, Raiders. That's pretty where the Bills have at Pittsburgh, whatever Cincinnati is, at New England, at Cleveland in, you know, probably 18 inches of snow, then the Eagles,
right,
then the Jets. Like that's where Kansas City would have the edge. If they could get to, it's not a game of Buffalo versus Kansas City, or is it? But if they can get to the end of November level, then I think they would have the
edge on the Bills.
Probably, Chiefs, by the schedule. We're already to that.
I guess so.
I don't know.
Well,
this is the week where we decide if the Bills are still the Bills. Because if they win by whatever score or ever margin would satisfy you, then okay. Then we've really been wasting our time for these last 2 weeks. If they don't, again, whatever that line is, wherever that line is drawn, if they don't, then it's going to feel like, uh-oh.
Can they really do this?
Because New England will have the lead, mm-hmm. and Kansas City's, you know, so back. Whatever the Colts are, whatever else, Denver, even Baltimore, if they win, whatever else is happening, this doesn't have to be determinative, but it'll feel like, yeah. all right, well, now is the time to panic. I think, hopefully, you know, what's the margin for you? Cover? They haven't covered since week two.
I said yesterday I could, I mean, what does it say? Who couldn't use this? 30 to 10. They should kill this team.
I don't know.
They should kill this team. Someone has to say it.
I don't think
it.
So.
I think they should kill this team. All the noise, all the shortcomings, everything, roll it all up, go down there and just take it out on them. that's an outcome that's in the window. I don't know how likely it is. 10%, 20%. They should be the better team, and I don't think it should be that hard to see.
Well, this is where you and I sort of part ways, because I don't agree with that. I don't think they should kill this team, and the reason is because of their defense. I don't think their defense should dominate. I don't think it even comes close to looking like it's that kind of team, that kind of defense. You get takeaways from Dalton. You get takeaways from anybody. You get Hoyt and Ogunjobi back. You know, the law firm of Hoyt and Ogunjobi is going to save the day. Okay. But Carolina runs the ball. They've got a good to great young wide receiver. They've got a couple other guys that are interesting. I just don't look at this game as like the Bills should roll. I'd love to see it, but I don't think it sets up like that. So I would take more of a modest victory, because I feel like that's, well, it's more likely. Of course, it's more likely, but
it's more realistic. Maybe is that not the same thing?
No, it's. I'd be really impressed if the Bills blew them out. That's it. I don't think it should be that.
See, and that's where, like, let me circle back to what it sounds like after. Like, what, right? Because I think there will be plenty of people that they could beat this team 30-10, and the first person through on postgame is going to be, it's Carolina. It's Andy Dalton. What is he, 70 years old? They can't win for trying this week. They could kill this team, and plenty of people are still going to be like, the Chiefs are going to kill them.
Well, that's what it is.
So that's just how it goes. They've worked themselves from 4-0 into a spot where clobbering Carolina will fail to impress some portion of their fan base, I think.
Right? That's what
how,
it is.
I mean, that's how it goes.
There have been a lot of those games in the last 5 years.
Yep.
And many of those times, whatever, it was laughable.
And none of it ended up mattering, because you still just had to find a way to beat the Chiefs in January. When it all
which is
all
pretty much
right
every
which is still what we're doing here,
wasted
right?
day we spend here is ultimately because no matter what happens tomorrow, it'll be that still, I think. Okay. Well, fun.
Yes.
Sal will join us at 5 to tell us what arcade games or ping pong tables or the like are in the Bills locker room, and should they be removed, and is there going to be a room for these things in the new stadium, and is that already sort of built in? Can't wait to ask those questions. Before that, Mike Wilner on the Blue Jays in the World Series, as you may have heard, against the Dodgers. Game 1 is Friday. Card of the day for those of you watching on Twitch or the YouTube.
I can't see who that is. I can't see that. I can't read the name.
I'll pass it over.
Yeah, it's okay.
For now, it's the secret that those of us hold that are watching, and me so far. I didn't tell anybody about the card of the day.
Okay.
I will.
I would like you to.
It's a rookie card.
Yeah, nice.
It's yours for
an
even 20. It's not a big card. Not like ours.
Oh, yeah. Ours.
It is ours.
Steven Strasburg rookie card.
I would not trade this card. Well, I would trade this card for that card straight up. Sabres tonight, home to Detroit. Pregame at 6:30 with Paul Hamilton. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. ESPN.com has an interesting article today. 25 players who could be traded. Some of you are there. Maybe we should be there. Just talk about the trade deadline all the time. What the Bills should do, who they should want. I'm game for it. We'll be back, hopefully, with your calls at 803-0550 after this break. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.